back, speaking with Carl Thornton Jr. on this Power Friday. We are finding out what is happening in Augusta, Richmond County. And, you know, one of the things, Commissioner Williams, that I would like for us to talk about, I know that when we got ready to go to break, I mentioned revitalization, and I definitely like for us to get to that. But there's something else that is near and dear to the hearts of many. I know not to the hearts of all, but to the hearts of many, including the two of us. And it would just be so great if we could be brought up to speed with regards to what's happening when it comes to our public transportation system.
Well, our system has suffered because we lost our transit director a while back, and we're in the process of searching for a new director. We've started the construction on the major bus terminal over behind Regency Mall at the old theater.
Oh, yeah.
Where they're going to construct the bus barn, so to speak. We have all the administrative offices there, and we have all the bus transfer sites and the repair shops back in that area. And that would improve our service quite a bit. And we also have received some new data, software, to look at and study the different routes that we have. And once all of that study and review is done, that data should and hopefully will be able to give us the best routes to take and how to direct about buses and times and all of those elements that it take in order to make sure that we have a better system. Mm-hmm. So we have to ask the public to be a little patient, a little more patient, and as we get the system going, because it's going to improve our system. And we have to realize that we've neglected the system so many years in the past that it's going to take a little while to get up to par. And we're gradually doing that. So with the support of the public and our county commissioners, it'll be online as soon as it can.
Awesome. I tell you what, I know that I was really optimistic when I began to read about this gentleman who was here coming to town, the background experience, and some of the things that he was saying that he saw as being pluses, things that could help strengthen the system. I'm trying to recall, Commissioner Williams, were there any certain things that he said need to be put into place in addition to the relocation of the terminal and the software data system that could let us know, you know, how to best develop routing systems? Right.
Well, there was a system, and let me remember it correctly, that you can use your cell phone to determine the estimated time of arrival for the bus at a particular spot that you're in. I can't recall exactly, but it's basically how locating the departure times with your cell phone, which would be an asset because many people have cell phones nowadays.
Sir.
So things like that, and also covers for the bus stop areas. So he was able to go out to a agency down in Florida and got some covers. So it's just a matter of putting them out now. And then also indicating departure and arrival times posted at all the bus sites that we have. So he had several different ideas and things that could improve on our system. So we really do miss him, though.
I'll tell you what. So hopefully we will have somebody on that level to replace him. I imagine we have a search committee in place looking for him. Mm-hmm. And are they doing a national search?
I really can't say, but probably are. Because we normally, for a position like that, we normally open it up.
Gotcha. I wanted to talk about some more things, Commissioner Williams. I mentioned revitalization as one of those, but our time has gotten away from us. So let me thank you again for having come in and having shared so much information with us.
Thank you. I appreciate you having me this afternoon.
And ladies and gentlemen, please remember what Commissioner Williams shared. He did not hear my conversation with State Representative Brian Prince, but he did told one of the things that Representative Prince said, and that is, we have got to vote. We've got to complete the census reports, and we've got to vote. Those are our voices. And if we're not completing the report and we're not voting, guess what? We are silencing ourselves. Till next time.